Robin Ray Eller, Reader.
This is from A Sin and a Shame by Victoria Christopher Murray. Jasmine swung the designer dress in front of her as she gazed into the mirror. Can you believe this is a size 6? Serena leaned against the silk pillows, stacked against the bed. I can't believe you bought all these things, she said to her sister. How are you going to pay for this? Serena motioned towards the bags and boxes strewn across the room. You didn't answer my question, Jasmine said, fixing her eyes in her reflection. You didn't answer mine. Jasmine faced her sister with raised eyebrows. Why are you worried? Dad left us. Not enough for you to be going off like your Oprah. Jasmine sighed. That was the problem with Serena. She lived life in the middle. She lived in a middle-class neighborhood with a middle-class job, trudging through her middle-class life. But there was nothing middle about Jasmine. This is from Queen Bee Moms and Kingpin Dads by Rosalind Weissman and Elizabeth Rappaport. You couldn't pay me enough to go back to 7th grade. People love to tell me this. Teachers, parents, counselors, principals, people on the street, people at parties. Everywhere I go, people tell me that they shudder at the thought of waking up one day transported back to 7th grade. But when I tell them I'm writing a book on parents' social competition, their eyes grow wide with delight or dismay, and always with recognition. Do I have a story for you? They say, conspiratorially. Clearly, few of us have left 7th grade completely behind. This is from A Thousand Days in Venice by Marlena de Blasi. I sit in my seat long after the train swooshes into its berth at Santa Lucia. I paint my fresh coat of ruby red on my lips and try to smooth my skirt. I think for a moment of the tale I told the taxi driver in Rome this morning. He'd asked,
Dove vai in questo giorno così splendido?
Where are you going on this splendid day? I have a rendezvous in Venice. I said slyly, knowing the image would please him. Watching me pull my fat black suitcase through the station doors, he'd blown me a kiss and yelled,
Portami a braccio alla bella Venezia!
Carry an embrace from me to beautiful Venice. Even a Roman taxi driver is in love with Venice.